Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Festival. I'm here with Elle Maya Tailfeathers and Kathleen Epburn, directors of The Body Remembers When the World Broke Open. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Buona baby.
Maya has a kind of voice problem today. Slight voice problem. Okay, so your film is about an encounter of two women that comes from a completely different background and that are forced to meet and to be together for, I don't want to spoil it, but they're meeting some tragic circumstances and they are trying to help one to help the other and to know each other. It's a very very intense and but slow-paced film, and any other question, I would like to know what was the story that inspired the movie came from, because it came from a real story, is it?
Yes. So the film is inspired by an experience I had a number of years ago in our East Vancouver neighborhood. I encountered a young Indigenous woman who was pregnant and quite literally barefoot, standing in the rain. It was winter time, and she was at a busy street corner. Nobody was stopping. She was obviously in distress, and so she didn't want to go to the police. She didn't want to go to the hospital, and she had nowhere safe to go, and I ended up taking her home with me. And we spent a few hours together, and then I never saw her again. And the experience left a profound impact on me. And so I carried the story with me for years, wanting to do something with it, but not sure what. And then decided that I wanted to turn that experience, fictionalize it, and turn it into a feature-length film shot in real time. And I knew that that would be quite the challenge. I've done mostly documentary, not a lot of narrative, and Kathleen is a dear friend of mine who I deeply admire. Her work is incredible, and she's also a very humble individual who I consider an ally to Indigenous people. Her partner, who's also our producer, Tyler, is Métis, so she's got an understanding of the challenges of Indigenous people. And so I know, you know, that women can do incredible things when we work together, and so I thought this could be an opportunity for Kathleen and I to collaborate, and I approached Kathleen about the possibility of working together, and she immediately said yes, and that led to us co-writing and co-directing The Body Remembers When the World Broke Open.
Kathleen, so you were brought to the project by her, by this story, and how did you for you it was easier to tell the story because it was not yours, so you could, you were like the outside observator of this. Mm-hmm. How much did you have to change? How did you use Maya suggestions to create the actual story that is told in the film?
We started with Maya writing a treatment pretty close to the real life incident, I would say. And that was sort of our blueprint to go from. But we wanted to keep it pretty true. We wanted it to feel very honest and very realistic. So we tried to keep the story as simple as possible. And we did add some fictionalized elements to sort of increase tension and to create a more complex story overall. So I would say, yeah, we just tried to take what the heart of the story was in the original incident and broaden it and expand it and make it more multi-layered as much as we could. So it's all in the fine details that we added and the small dialogue changes and backstory changes that we really...
For Kathleen and I, this film was very much about process and experimenting with process. And we drew from theater, and we cast Violet Nelson as our lead, and she'd never acted in anything before. As an actor myself, I really feel at home in the theater, and I find so much value in rehearsal and the magic that can come from rehearsing And also the relationship building that goes into rehearsal. And so we actually spent 4 weeks rehearsing with Violet, and I think not only did we have a chemistry, I think, to begin with, because Violet is a very special soul, and I think any human being connects immediately with her, but I think it helped to have 4 weeks of time where we rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed so that we were completely off book when we went to script or when we went to shoot, because we shot it as one continuous action in real time.
And why did you choose that?
To add to what Tamayo was saying in trying to give it a more theatrical feel for the actors to experience the full arc of the film and the emotional arc, particularly for Violet, because she hadn't acted before, we felt like that would just get a more realistic, more authentic emotional experience for her. So that was one of the reasons, and we also felt like it would add to the audience experience to not be able to break away, you know, to never have the release of tension of the cut, to keep them in the moment with the cast and to realize that they're just there for that moment, and then when it's over, it's over, and they may or may not ever see her again. Yeah.
I was really touched with the ending, with the final scene, because it's like, I mean, those two women, they met by chance, they knew each other not very well, but still there is a link between them. It is not only the link of one helping the other, it's more than that. And the final scene is like the end of a love story. It's like heartbreaking. You know, it's like it's difficult for both of them to let go. And you chose to shoot it like a whole sequence, like a continuous sequence. And how did you get to that ending, to get to that kind of dramatic ending in terms of writing, in terms of directing?
Well, the ending is what happened in real life, and I think what transpired that day and what eventually transpired in our film speaks to these experiences we have with complete strangers that remind us of our humanity and remind us of how large the universe is and how little control we have around those around us. And with the characters of Isla and Rosie, they're both indigenous, but they have very different lived experiences. Isla is quite privileged in the sense that she's basically middle class. Her ethnicity is ambiguous, so she experiences racism in different ways. And Rosie grew up in foster care. She's very visibly indigenous, so the world has not been as kind to her. And Isla, coming from this place of privilege, very much like myself in real life, felt like I could do something about this. I could help this young woman, that I had the answers. But ultimately, I didn't. And that experience was a confrontation of my privilege and my understandings of domestic violence were in very many ways quite naive. And I think we tried to convey that with Isla. So we kind of feel that Isla is maybe someone that a lot of people can identify with, just in terms of people who have not experienced domestic violence.
And also because the character of Rosie is like, it's like she knows she doesn't deserve anything. She's bearing her tragedies on her back, and she's not asking for help. She's even, you know, even if she doesn't like she doesn't deserve it. Mm. There is, I mean, this is what the character gave to me. So she, any time that somebody helps her, she says, okay, well, I don't want me. I mean, like, if you help me, it's okay, but if you don't help me, it's okay as well. And this is, I think, probably coming from a wrong background. And I was really touched by this. There is this scene where you are asking her how it is to be pregnant, where you are there and you would love to touch her belly, but you feel like you don't want to. And this kind of scene was telling us how the two characters was giving the other something. So you were giving her help, she was giving you some experiences that you didn't have. How much did you actually get from that experience in terms of personal growth?
In real life?
Yeah, in real life. Yeah.
I mean, quite a lot. I mean, I obviously carried the story with me for years. And I think we all have these experiences in our lifetime. It's a very rare thing to have, but we all have these encounters with strangers that change us forever. Kathleen and I really wanted at the core to speak to the love between a mother and a baby, and also the questions we all have as women around motherhood. And so with the issue of youth in foster care, Indigenous youth in foster care in Canada, youth are so overrepresented in the foster care system, and so there's this systemic dispossession of the right to motherhood and the right to raise our children. And so we wanted to speak to that and to speak to Rosie's deep love for this baby that she's bringing into the world.
Yeah. And I think just to add to that, I think at the risk of, maybe I shouldn't give away the ending, but what Isla comes to learn is maybe a new understanding of who should be a mother, or what it takes to be a good mother, what that means for her and for Rosie, and yeah.
And they both know that Rosie is going to be a good mother. They have this belief. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Ellen Maya Tayfeathers and Catherine Hepburn, director of The Body Remembers When the World Broke Open, from the Forum at the Berlinale Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.